This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Happy Thursday to you. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Thursday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. And I am grateful that you've taken the time to be with me. Hope you're enjoying this program and what you're hearing here on the radio. We started Monday of this week with a particular rant of mine against this psychotropic drugs and all of these mass murderers in this country that are all on these same drugs. And I know that I can't change that. I can't stop the flow of these things. What I can do is share my expertise. You know, everyone's an expert of something. Well, I do happen to have a PhD as well. Matter of fact, I just about have two of them. I'll be done with my second one soon. So I'm a little bit of an expert on one thing, the Word of God and spiritual matters. And I'll tell you this, friend, that Satan uses drugs and people that are doped up on drugs is when he does what he does. That's when the whispers start and start speaking to people. And that's when people do evil things, is when they give up voluntarily control of their mind. I also know this, that Revelation chapter 9, verse 21 says that at the end of the age, people are going to refuse, even amongst everything going on in the world, people are going to refuse to give up their pharmaceutical drugs, Greek word pharmakia, translated sorceries, and in my humble opinion, they missed the boat on that. Yeah, that's what it meant back then, sorceries. We don't see too many people casting an eye of newt into a bubbling cauldron today. The word also means pharmaceutical drugs. People are going to refuse to repent of their drug use at the end of the age. If you'd like a copy of that message on Monday, or if you didn't hear it, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'll be glad to send it to you. Now, here today on this Thursday, we're going to hear the next part of this message, Freedom in Christ.
Indeed, I, Paul, say to you, if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. He's no good to you. He's no good to you. If you're going to start going to church on Saturday and start following the Sabbath in order to be right with God for that purpose, not eat pork or shellfish in order to be right with God for that purpose, not talking conscience, you can not eat anything according to your conscience. You can go to church any day. Paul said, he who esteems a day esteems it unto the Lord. Thursday could be the day you go to church. That's fine. But you can't keep Thursday in order to be right with God. That doesn't make you right with God. Right? Simple, isn't it? I'll expand on this. If you keep the Sabbath day in order to follow the Old Testament law, you are obligated to keep all the laws. If you don't eat certain foods in order to follow the Old Testament law, because you feel the law is still in effect over a believer, then now you're obligated to follow the whole law. It's like saying, Jesus, what you did was great, but let me add ... to what you did. And not only that, Paul's going to show us now what else now applies if we who know the truth choose this path. Look at what he says next in verse 4. He says, you have become severed from Christ. Well, look what's happened for trying to keep rules to be right with God. I mean, these people, they're not axe murderers. They didn't do anything bad. They didn't hurt anyone. They weren't committing flagrant sin. They were trying to do quaint things to get right with God because they love the Lord. And look at the end result of them. You have become severed from Christ. You who are justified, I like we can say, you who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. Not for committing adultery, but for trying to keep rules to be right with God. You have become severed from Christ. You who are justified by law. You've fallen from grace. I guess the question is, who has justified you? The Lord Jesus? Or your own works that you have added? Remember, we looked up here on the screen a couple weeks ago. Isaiah 64. Our works is like filthy rage? I'm never going to let her live that down. Filthy rags in his sight. If it's Jesus, why in tarnation are you returning to your own vomit like a dog? You have become severed from Christ. Some translations say estranged. Estranged sounds like what? What TV show would that be? Divorce Court. I certainly hope these are not irreconcilable differences. Divorce Court, the Greek word katergeo, means to do away with something. It means to make of no effect and to make void. My translation has severed. Makes me think of John 15, and I am the vine, right, Darren? If anyone does not abide in me, he's cast out like a branch and dries up. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they're burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you may desire, and it shall be done for you. Now, perhaps you can make the argument this person here is saved, who is dried up and burned and thrown into the fire. That's not my call. Let me say that shouldn't be yours either. You don't want to find out if you've fallen from grace and severed from Christ, if you're still a believer or not. Let's stay in the vine. Why would you want to do this? Now, we didn't even look at what it means from fallen from grace. That's not where the Spirit's led me today for this message. The New American Standard reads this: it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm. And do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Now, church, I am a son of royalty. I am free. I have the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. I have no desires to sin in my inner spiritual man. This is why the law is not my master anymore. I've got something these people in the Old Testament didn't have. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's the difference. My desires are all righteous now. Now, Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They will be filled. The purpose of the law is to transport me into this position in which I now stand. And I am not giving up my ground. How about you? Let's stand fast, therefore, in this freedom. And let me say, hold your ground. Don't let anyone put you again in a yoke of bondage. You understand what he's saying here, right? Everyone follow us here? Paul was teaching that we are saved by grace through faith alone. It seems simple to us Baptists, but let's not forget, we're saved by grace. That is, we haven't earned it. We don't have it coming to us. God doesn't owe us grace. That's the whole object of grace. It's a gift. You haven't earned it. You don't deserve it. You don't have it coming to you by something that you've done. And through faith, all call in the name of the Lord will be saved, right? With the heart one believes on the righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's what saves us. And now along comes some Jews in this case. In other cases, it's other people. And they say, faith is not enough. You've got to become a Jew first. You've got to get circumcised. The whole Old Testament covenant's built on circumcision. God's dietary laws. Now, wait a minute. Is this stuff I heard in my office the last 5 years? Or is it in my Bible? It's all around me. Paul Esposito, have met more people that have fallen away to this than any sin I've seen anywhere. Anywhere. This church has lost more members and more people who have fallen away to this than any sin, drug, alcohol, abortion, homosexuality, adultery, whatever. I've seen more lost, and this church has lost more to people trying to keep the law to be right with God. This is a big problem today. And it's a brilliant deception. It's not a deception to have you go out and sin. It's a deception to have you draw closer to God. And now you're keeping rules in order to be right with God. Look at it. I wish I was with you so I could change my tone. That's what he says. It's a yoke of bondage. You cannot keep rules to be right with God. I've said it before a million times. I bet you out there in the Garden of Eden, I bet you there was 100 trees. And 99 of them had watermelon and grapefruits and oranges and apples. I bet you there was a watermelon tree. But there's one tree right there. Just one. It says, don't touch that one right there. And what does he do? You just can't help it. You just can't help it. Now, you've got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Try to keep all these rules to be right with God. And you run into the Apostle Paul running down the street. And you say, Paul, how am I doing? We'll read his proverbial answer in a second. It might be crude. We might want to send the women and children out of the church before I read it. Because you're not going to like what he says. A few more verses and we're done. Verse 5. For we, by the Spirit, eagerly await for the hope of righteousness by faith. The hope of righteousness. Now that would be this. The hope of righteousness is the belief that we have that one day God is going to say to us, he's going to say, come on in.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.